friends, and welcome to today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional. Monica LaRose wrote today's reading, and she titled it, Small Yet Mighty. There are times late at night in North America's harsh Sonoran Desert where one can hear a faint, high-pitched howl. But you probably wouldn't suspect the source of the sound. The small yet mighty grasshopper mouse howling at the moon to establish its territory. This unique rodent, dubbed the werewolf mouse, is also carnivorous. In fact, it preys on creatures few would dare mess with, such as the scorpion. But the werewolf mouse is uniquely equipped for that particular battle. It not only has a resistance to scorpion venom, but can even convert the toxins into a painkiller. There's something inspiring about the way this resilient little mouse seems custom-made to survive and even thrive in its harsh environment. As Paul explains in Ephesians 2:10, that kind of marvelous craftsmanship characterizes God's designs for his people as well. Each of us is God's handiwork in Jesus, uniquely equipped to contribute to his kingdom. No matter how God has gifted you, you have much to offer. As you embrace with confidence who he's made you to be, you'll be a living witness to the hope and joy of life in him. So as you face whatever feels most menacing in your own life, take courage. You may feel small, but through the gifting and empowerment of the Spirit, God can use you to do mighty things. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 through 10. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace, expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we are your handiwork, uniquely made for your purposes. Give us the power to do great things in your name. Help us to be strong when we feel weak, and remind us that you love us no matter what. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.